Tuesday, April 14th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg, taken from Jeremiah chapter 14, verses 7 through 10. Though our iniquities testify against us, act, O Lord, for your name's sake, for our backsliding are many. We have sinned against you. O you hope of Israel, its Savior in time of trouble, why should you be like a stranger in the land, like a traveler who turns aside to tarry for a night? Why should you be like a man confused, like a mighty warrior who cannot save? Yet you, O Lord, are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Do not leave us. Thus says the Lord concerning his people. They have loved to wander thus. They have not restrained their feet. Therefore, the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. Faithful in the midst of faithfulness. Jeremiah's prayer speaks with painful honesty. The people's sins testify against them. Judah's unfaithfulness is not hidden. It is persistent, willful, and deserving of judgment. Yet the prophet still cries out, appealing not to the people's worthiness, but to the Lord's name and steadfast character. This is the tension of the Christian life. We confess that our sins rise up against us. We cannot excuse or soften them. Like Judah, we have wandered. And yet, we dare to pray. Why? Because our hope rests not in ourselves, but in Christ. On the cross, Jesus bears the full weight of our unfaithfulness. There, God's judgment and mercy meet. The Lord who rightly disciplines his people is also the Lord who saves for his name's sake. So we repent and we trust, not in our repentance, but in Christ crucified for sinners. Amen.